The employment relationship between an employer and an employee is governed by a number of legal principles that define the responsibilities of each party. Among these responsibilities, the obligations of the employer are particularly important because they help ensure that employees can work in fair, safe, and respectful conditions. Labor law establishes a framework that requires employers to meet certain standards in order to protect workers and maintain a balanced professional relationship. These obligations concern several aspects of the workplace, including the provision of work, the payment of wages, the protection of health and safety, the respect of working time regulations, and the guarantee of equal treatment among employees. One of the most fundamental duties of an employer is to provide the employee with the work that has been agreed upon in the employment contract. When an employee is hired, both parties enter into a formal agreement in which the employee commits to performing certain tasks or services, while the employer commits to providing the opportunity to carry out those tasks under defined conditions. The employer must therefore ensure that the employee is assigned work that corresponds to the position described in the contract. This obligation helps maintain clarity and fairness in the employment relationship, as employees expect to perform the role they were hired for and to use the skills for which they were recruited. Closely linked to the obligation to provide work is the employer's duty to pay the employee the agreed remuneration. Payment of wages is one of the central elements of any employment relationship. The employer must ensure that employees receive their salary regularly and in accordance with the terms specified in the employment contract. This remuneration must also comply with applicable labor laws, including minimum wage regulations and any relevant collective agreements. Paying employees correctly and on time is essential not only for legal compliance but also for maintaining trust and stability within the workplace. However, the responsibilities of an employer extend far beyond simply assigning tasks and paying wages. Employers also have a legal duty to protect the health and safety of their employees while they are at work. This obligation is considered a key principle in labor law because workplaces can present various physical, psychological, or environmental risks. Employers must therefore take all reasonable measures to prevent accidents, injuries, and occupational illnesses. Ensuring health and safety in the workplace involves several concrete actions. Employers must identify potential hazards that could affect employees and implement preventive measures to reduce or eliminate those risks. This process may include improving workplace infrastructure, providing appropriate equipment, or introducing procedures designed to protect workers during the performance of their duties. For example, in certain industries, employers must supply protective equipment such as helmets, gloves, or safety clothing in order to reduce the risk of injury. Another important aspect of workplace safety is employee training. Employers are responsible for ensuring that employees understand the safety rules that apply to their job. This often involves organizing training sessions, providing clear instructions, and regularly reminding staff of best practices related to safety. When employees are properly informed and trained, they are better prepared to avoid accidents and respond appropriately to potentially dangerous situations. In this way, training plays a key role in creating a culture of safety within the organization. Employers must also adapt working conditions when necessary in order to protect employees' health. This may involve modifying workstations, adjusting workloads, or introducing ergonomic improvements to prevent physical strain. In certain situations, employers may also need to make accommodations for employees with specific health needs or disabilities. These adjustments help ensure that all workers can perform their tasks in conditions that respect their well-being and physical integrity. In addition to ensuring safety and health, employers must respect legal rules concerning working hours. Labor law generally establishes limits on the amount of time employees can work in order to prevent excessive workloads and protect their physical and mental health. Employers must organize work schedules in compliance with these regulations, ensuring that employees do not exceed the maximum number of working hours permitted by law. Respecting working time regulations also includes granting employees appropriate rest periods. Workers must have sufficient breaks during the workday and adequate time off between shifts. These rest periods are essential for maintaining productivity, reducing fatigue, and preserving overall well-being. Without proper rest, employees may experience stress, exhaustion, and decreased performance. Paid leave is another important component of the employer's obligations. Most labor systems require employers to grant employees a certain number of paid vacation days each year. These holidays allow workers to rest, spend time with their families, and recover from the demands of professional life. By guaranteeing paid leave, labor law seeks to promote a healthier balance between work responsibilities and personal life. Maintaining this balance between professional and personal life has become an increasingly important objective in modern workplaces. Excessive workloads or insufficient rest can have negative consequences for employees' physical health, mental health, and overall quality of life. By respecting regulations on working hours, rest periods, and paid leave, employers contribute to creating a more sustainable and humane work environment. Another essential obligation of employers concerns the principle of equal treatment. Companies must ensure that all employees are treated fairly and without discrimination. This principle applies to many aspects of employment, including recruitment, compensation, promotion, and access to training opportunities. Employers must avoid practices that could disadvantage certain employees on the basis of factors such as gender, age, origin, or other personal characteristics unrelated to professional performance. Equal treatment is particularly important in matters of pay. Employees who perform the same work or work of equal value should receive comparable remuneration. Ensuring pay equity helps prevent discrimination and promotes fairness within the organization. When employees feel that they are treated equally and that their efforts are recognized fairly, workplace morale and motivation tend to improve. The principle of equality also applies to career development and advancement opportunities. Employers must ensure that promotions, professional training, and career progression are based on objective criteria such as competence, performance, and experience. By applying transparent and fair evaluation processes, companies can create an environment where employees feel encouraged to develop their skills and contribute to the organization's success. Overall, the obligations of employers play a crucial role in shaping a responsible and balanced employment relationship. By providing work, paying wages, protecting health and safety, respecting working time regulations, and guaranteeing equal treatment, employers contribute to creating a stable and fair workplace. These responsibilities are not only legal requirements but also essential elements of good management and ethical business practices. When employers fulfill their obligations properly, they help build trust, cooperation, and long-term stability within their organizations. Vocabulary. Employer right pointing arrow employer. Employee right pointing arrow employee. Salary. Employment relationship right pointing arrow relation de travail. Legal responsibilities right pointing arrow responsibilités juridiques. Obligations right pointing arrow obligations. Remuneration right pointing arrow remuneration. Wages, salary right pointing arrow salaire. Workplace right pointing arrow lieu de travail. Health and safety right pointing arrow santé et sécurité. Occupational risks right pointing arrow risques professionnels. Preventive measures right pointing arrow measures de prévention. Training right pointing arrow formation. Working conditions right pointing arrow conditions de travail. Working hours right pointing arrow heures de travail. Paid leave right pointing arrow congés payés. Rest periods right pointing arrow périodes de repos. Equal treatment right pointing arrow égalité de traitement. Pay equity right pointing arrow égalité salariale. Career advancement right pointing arrow évolution de carrière. Promotion right pointing arrow promotion.